thank you for tuning in today for our broadcast. We're going to be teaching today on a subject called Stagger Not at the Promises of God. We want to go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord just to bless in this teaching today. Lord, we thank you for the Spirit, and God, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, now as you anoint our lips to speak the words you'd have us to speak, and you anoint the minds and the understanding of those that receive this teaching, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Bible teaches us about the promises of God. In Romans, in the 4th chapter in verse 3, for what said the scriptures, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And we find in Romans in the 4th chapter and in verse 20, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham simply just believed the report of God. He took God at his word, and he was faithful in the things where God instructed him to do. Now, Romans, right in the same chapter, the next verse, verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Then in faith, Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The key to this is in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How do we get more faith? Romans and the 10th chapter in verse 17 said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you read the word of God, when you study the word of God, or you hear the word of God preached, then it builds up your faith. It is food to the inner man. The natural man, we eat food to strengthen our physical body, but the word of God is the bread of life, and it is the food wherein the spiritual man must have. Then faith is to all, according to Romans chapter 12 and in verse 3, the last part of that verse, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know the expression, it don't take a whole lot of faith, just use what you got. I've always said faith is like a muscle. If you take a muscle, tie your arm up in a sling, and take it out a couple weeks later, and you'd be unable to use it, wouldn't have no strength. A muscle has to be used to stay vibrant and have strength. Same way with faith, you have to use what you've got, and you got to practice faith, and in doing so, your faith becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, God's word is the promise of God. In Psalms 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. With this understanding, we know God has settled it, and he is able to perform what he has said. And he's proved that in all the things from the very foundation and the beginning of the earth. He's faithful in all things that he's promised unto man, and that which he promises by his word, he will fulfill ever jot and tittle of that. Then in 2 Peter, in the 1st chapter in verse 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Then in verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Then in Ephesians, in the 3rd chapter in verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. That's the key to it right there. When God saved us and he comes to end, the Bible said, unless you have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. So when the Spirit of Christ comes into us, then it gives us the power to fulfill the will and the word of God. Amen. still in 2 Peter, down in the 3rd chapter in verse 9, the first part of that verse says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises." There again, he will keep his word, and he will bring to pass what he has so recorded in his word. Now in Psalms 37 and 25, here we find the words, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed to beg bread." We started the teaching today in Romans 4th chapter, and those verses, verse 3 and down in verse 20, and how that, you know, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. If we go to Genesis 22 and 17, we find the origin of that understanding. "That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies." In Genesis 17 and 19, "And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son, indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." Then in Genesis 22 and 18, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Then we, in that 22nd chapter, we find the whole story of Abraham. And we find out why that Abraham was able to make the statement that he made, that he was going to be willing to sacrifice the lad for any belief that God would keep his word. And he simply believed God, Romans 4 and 3. "According that God was able to raise him up even from the dead." And, of course, the promises of God wasn't just to Abraham, it's to all. In the 2 Peter, in chapter 1, verse 4, "Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." The key, the promise, is for us. And John 1 and 12, "But as many has received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name." That's sonship. We've been born into the family of God, and now we are the sons of God. And life is promised eternal. One of the greatest promises of the Word of God, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 25, "And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life." We've been promised a home in heaven. And John 14 and 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Verse 2 goes on to say, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." And it don't stop there. It goes on in Paul's writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee." It's for everybody. Amen. "For thy strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Verse 10, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." We are called to work for him, and in doing so, we fulfill the will and the plan of God for our lives. John 14 and 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." the quality of the works, you know, is fulfilled. And I believe we will do a greater volume because each one of us is out working for Christ, for the family and kingdom of God. And each one of us is going to be able to do these greater works. So the volume of it is going to be multiplied through the child of God. And then I believe that he promised that he's coming back. Amen. And John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He also promised us deliverance in Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Then the final, ultimate promise, amen, Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Thank God for the promises of God's word. We can understand how that Abraham was able to stagger not at the promises of God. And if we as Christians today build our faith up in God and we take God at his word and believe God and believe what he says and believe that God is able to bring it to pass, then our faith is going to be multiplied. And when we are put to the test, then it can be said about us that we stagger not at the promises of God, but we believe the report of God. We find that in Genesis about how Abraham made the promise, and we go all the way over to the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we find wherein that he stated that God was going to keep his word. Even if God had to raise him from the dead, God was going to fulfill what he had promised him, because through this son Isaac, all the seed of the righteousness was promised. Amen. Then we find in 1 Corinthians 15:55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He promised us that the tomb wouldn't be the end. He promised us the grave wouldn't be the end. But he promised us that we would come forth when the trumpet sounds so loud it would wake the dead. And we would be caught up. Those which are alive and remain, we'd be caught up to be with the Lord in the air, and so should we ever dwell with him. I'm confident to report to you that the Lord has never went back on one promise he made. I'm confident to report to you that he is able to do, as we taught today, exceedingly abundantly, all above all we ask or think, according to the power of God that works within us. So my friend today, you need to experience faith. You need to take the word of God and let faith be built up in your spirits and take the promises of God. When somebody starts saying something contrary to the word, you know, the Bible said, Paul said, even though an angel come down from heaven, come down from God, preaching any other gospel than that which had been delivered to you through the word, through those that was moved on with the Spirit, God's word said, let them be accursed. So we know that God has promised, and what he's promised, there's no amendments to it. It's not like the American government. They give you something for a while, and then they reduce it down or they cut it back, and everything's being cut now. If you're on Social Security benefits, you're finding out that they're not paying what they used to. The new government care plan is just really not working, and because they're not able to fulfill their promises. But we're serving a God, when he said he healeth all thy diseases, he does that. We're serving a God when he said he will never leave you, forsake you, go with you all the way. He's able to fulfill that. So you can be as Abraham. You can be faithful and stagger not at the promises of God, because God's going to keep his word. He's coming back to get his church. And thank God we're going to be a part of that number that he calls for. And we're called out of this world. and we're delivered up before God. And thank God that we're going to have victory as he's promised through the word. Death will have no dominion over us. We done been given the keys to the kingdom. We have power over death, hell, and the grave. And thank God he fulfilled what he said and he kept his promise. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone in the sound of my voice today that's in doubt, let them renew their faith in you today, God. And ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to move in their spirits and their souls. If they need healing, let them have healing. If they need victory, let them have victory. Whatsoever they need, grant it to them in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you till we come to you with our next teaching. Amen and amen.